Good evening. Welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me with this fabulous Mio Scaramouche music is Mary Zajac. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
It's so quintessentially French and fantastic. So we're talking about these words that we see associated with wine and with agriculture in general. And they are words like biodynamic and natural. And what's the other one?
Organic.
Organic.
I saw this article in The Guardian the other day, and it just had some nice definitions, things to remember, because it can be kind of confusing. Organic is made without use of artificial pesticides, fungicides, herbicides. As I recall, with wine, you also can't irrigate, that you have to rely on whatever water source is present. Oftentimes, organic winemakers will employ interesting methods to keep down weeds, so they might bring goats into the vineyard.
There might be other crops planted
right
around there, like roses and things like that are popular to have a bit of biodiversity. The word biodynamic is a very mysterious one, and I think people confuse biodynamic with organic a lot.
Biodynamic is kind of mysterious because a lot of it is based on traditional farming methods that might have to do with phases of the moon. Also, various fertilizers and soil enrichments that are non-traditional. When we were talking off mic, you were talking about the horn of a cow.
Yes, that is one of the preparations. They call them preparations that you would mix with your soil in order to achieve certain results. What I think is interesting about biodynamic farming is not it in itself, but the fact that it leads to a certain awareness of what you're doing, and in general leads to better quality farming.
Certainly you're respecting the earth in many ways, and you're not bringing in artificial enhancements or pesticides or anything that's going to hurt the grapes. So if you're bearing a cow's horn by the waning moon and that works for you,
a big isn't.
It's not going to hurt.
At one biodynamic vineyard that I was at, they had alpacas. Who wouldn't want to have alpacas around? They're the most adorable creatures around. A few weeks ago, we sampled natural wines. So let's talk about that.
There are no hard and fast rules for natural wines, but generally, the idea is that the winemaker is going to intervene as little as possible with the grapes. So they'll avoid synthetic chemical products. They usually won't filter the wines. They won't add industrial yeasts. They'll just let the naturally occurring yeasts ferment the wine. They don't add sugar. They don't add enzymes. And so really, in some ways, it's a little bit of a crapshoot. You're not exactly sure what you're going to come up with, but that's also what's exciting about it.
Our experience, actually, in the wines that we tasted, I think we tasted four of them, and they were all fantastic, and none were expensive. If you succeed at natural wine, it has a lot to do with where you naturally are. And if the good Lord, le bon Dieu, has been kind to you, and your yeast, you can make great natural wine. If not so much, it's going to be an uphill battle.
They're the things that affect all wine, the terroir, the the climate, the weather this season, the vintage. So some years might be better for natural wines as they are for every wine.
No question. I think it's sort of taking the Russian roulette up another notch, as if farmers need to have more things that could go wrong. But it's a risk, but sometimes it probably pays off huge. Some interesting things to think about when you see the words biodynamic, organic, or natural next to your wine. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.